When playwright Kenneth Lonergan first introduced audiences to his shockingly self-absorbed, drug-using post-adolescent characters Dennis, Warren, and Jessica, they appeared in a short one-act play titled Betrayed by Everyone. Lonergan later expanded that one act into a full play, which opened in New York in 1996 under the slightly vague but pleasingly retro-sounding title This Is Our Youth. Over the last 17 years, the brilliant but controversial play has served as a launching pad for dozens of young actors who went on to become major stars: Hayden Christensen, Jake Gyllenhaal, Casey Affleck, Anna Paquin, and a dozen others. And now, Sebastopol's main stage West Theater is taking a good, entertaining crack at the play that seems to attract hordes of young audiences while challenging those slightly older folks with an aversion to hearing young people drop F-bombs. It's interesting. Why do audiences of a certain age have less trouble watching middle-aged folks use profanity in plays by David Mamet and Sam Shepard than they do watching 20-somethings use those very same words? And in the case of This Is Our Youth, which is set in Manhattan in 1982, those 20-something characters would now be in their early 50s. In other words, they'd be the very same folks who are now so unsettled to see three entitled kids talking so coarsely about their parents, about sex, about the meaninglessness of life, all while exhibiting an easy acceptance of drugs and sex. Maybe it's because, in a lot of ways, This Is Our Youth was our youth, to varying degrees, and it's not always comfortable to look at ourselves in the mirror. And theater has a way of making that mirror even clearer. Directed by Keith Baker with a confident, laid-back style that is engaging, even if it lacks some of the intensity and high-stakes drama of other productions, the play takes place in the apartment of Dennis, a brash, articulate, part-time drug dealer who reluctantly agrees to let his friend and frequent customer Warren stay over after Warren's been kicked out of the house by his abusive lingerie tycoon father. Making things interesting is that Warren has just stolen $5,000 in cash from his father before he vacated the house. And now he has to figure out how to replace the cash he's already spent before he can return home. This leads to a plan to use some of the money to purchase cocaine and replenish the money from the profits of having Dennis sell it. Mistakes are made, and into the mix steps Jessica, the anxiously wary yet surprisingly game-to-party object of Warren's desire. Eager to impress her with offers of expensive hotels and room service, Warren digs deeper into his pile of stolen money, digging himself deeper into trouble. As Dennis, Jimmy Gagarin is sensational, hilariously primal at times, like an angry pot-smoking rooster, but not above collapsing into tears when he finds himself moved by Warren's puppy dog sense of misplaced hero worship. Lucas Thompson, as Warren, has a wonderfully nerdy, wounded but defiant attitude, blending a sense of amiable hurt with a kind of fragile hopefulness as he grows from adolescent to adult before our eyes. And as Jessica, Lauren Haney, with less stage time than the others, holds her own in her scenes with Thompson and Gagarin, allowing Jessica to show tiny flashes of girlish glee beneath the character's calculated veneer of distanced cool. With stunningly good dialogue and cleverly constructed storytelling, This Is Our Youth is well worth a trip, whether it makes you remember your own youth or worry just a little about what your own kids or grandkids might be up to. This Is Our Youth runs Thursday through Sunday through November 17th at Main Stage West Theater in Sebastopol, mainstagewest.com. I'm David Templeton, Second Row Center for KRCB.